Well, my name's Jason, and it sure is great to be here at the church in Caloundra. Such a blessing to have such like a soul-winning, straight on the gospel church in Caloundra on the Sunshine Coast. So exciting. So thanks for Kevin for listening to God and moving up here. Just want to share just briefly, 5 or 10 minutes, on my salvation story. I just want to start by reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and from verse 14. It says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Now, the reason I read that passage there is because I believe verse 15 speaks to my experience. From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which have been able to make thee wise unto salvation. So from being about 10 years old, I was exposed to the holy scriptures, and that put me in good stead for later to be able to receive salvation. So as I just shared my testimony, I just want to go through the different steps in my childhood as I was exposed to the gospel, and how that ultimately led me to being saved a little bit later. So my first memory of hearing the gospel was when I was about 10, when I used to watch Jimmy Swaggart on TV at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I know there's issues with Jimmy Swaggart, but he did preach from the King James Bible. So I got to hear the King James Bible, and I got to hear the message, or the idea that there's a God, Jesus died for our sins, rose from the dead, and I heard that message. And I remember quite a few Sundays just watching that, just considering it. And I'm thankful to God that I had a heart that didn't just reject that message straight away. I was sensitive to it and considered it and used to listen to it. But look, I do know there's issues there with Jimmy Swaggart. But I don't remember ever hearing a clear message on how to be saved. Like, once you hear this message, well, how do I, you know, receive it? Like, I never remember hearing that message where, like what Callum said, it's just by faith, believing on Jesus Christ, what he did. So maybe if I did hear the true gospel from Jimmy Swaggart, I might have got saved as a 10-year-old. But still, it was a step, and I heard the message of God and the gospel. And when I was 12, this is probably the biggest thing that happened, was that my mum got saved. A friend of hers led her to the Lord. She got saved. And she started going to an Anglican church. So my brother and I, we started also going to the Anglican church, and again, heard more about the Bible. Unfortunately, it was the NIV Bible, but we heard the gospel message again, and I was a part of that, and I thought that was good, but again, didn't hear how to be saved. And also, my next-door neighbour, a new neighbour, moved in, and he was a pastor of a Pentecostal church. So there was, again, another Christian influence into my life. And I remember another time when I was 17, I grew up in a town called Tamora near Wagga Wagga in New South Wales, and there was a Christian concert put on, which I went to, and I do remember hearing a pretty powerful gospel presentation, which really troubled me, because I knew the gospel message. I knew and I needed to be a Christian to go to heaven, and I was rejecting that, I was resisting that, and I heard this powerful gospel presentation, and I was really troubled and stirred up and angry afterwards, because it just really confronted my rebellion against God. I don't remember exactly what he said, but again, I don't recall ever hearing that clear gospel presentation on what to do, you know, with the gospel. How do I apply that to my life? And also, like I said, my mum had been saved, so she was buying Christian books and things like that. And sad to say, at that time in my life, I was starting to read about witchcraft and the occult and that sort of stuff. But I didn't jump right into it, because I still had that fear, maybe God is real and maybe I'll go to hell. So I sort of just dipped my toe in, read about it, but didn't like embrace the stuff. So my mum would have these books about these ex-witches and whatnot that had got saved. So, well, I'll just read the books about their old life and just find out what that was like. And so I'll read it, and then I'll get to the point where they got saved. So I'll be reading about these witches, you know, believing in Jesus and seeing that the name of Jesus is more powerful than all that nonsense they're in. So I'm still getting that message. So I'm knowing, well, Jesus, the name of Jesus is more powerful than any other name. So I'm still getting all this information. But the the thing that really started the change for me was when I finished year 12, I moved up to Bundaberg from Temora and living with some friends up there. And it was kind of a weird situation, but from when I was 15, I started getting right into marijuana and smoking pot and listening to it, like just heavy metal music and all that sort of stuff. And the whole family would, every day, they would just smoke pot, and mum and dad would just pass the bong around, and it was just a really weird situation. And so I was smoking a lot of pot for nearly a year, and it started to affect my mind. I wasn't able to think properly and just function normally in life. And about probably just before I started to have the mental or the psychotic problems, I remember thinking, I'm just so dissatisfied with my life. I'm just not happy living in Bundaberg, no job, just smoking pot, doing nothing, no prospects. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I need to become a Christian. Like still not knowing what that meant, but I thought being a Christian is better than what I'm experiencing now. And I kind of just, for the first time in my heart, I decided, yes, I need to surrender to whatever that means. So I thought it was like going to church, reading your Bible, stopping listening to heavy metal music, stopping the drugs, and that sounded pretty good. So I thought, well, maybe that's what I need. And I think God saw that. Even though my idea was misplaced, I think God saw my heart that I wanted whatever a Christian was, I wanted it. And that's when I started to have the mental health issue, the mental issues. And I think what happened was that because I couldn't just function like I normally could, I couldn't just live life how I wanted to, I started to stop and then consider the gospel. I considered the world and good and evil. And then it was just God's mercy just showed me that, and I can't really explain it, but I just got it like a light bulb moment where I realized, yes, of course God's real. Because my question in life that I had at that time was, is this all true? Is God real? That was the question I wanted to have answered. Because if I knew if he was, and when I say is God true, I mean the God of the Bible. So God and the Bible went together in my mind. If God was true, then all this is true as well. That was how I looked at it. And that was my question. And then just as I stopped and I, for the first time ever considered, I realized, yeah, God is real. And then I guess it was the Holy Spirit just working in my life. He just didn't just show me that God was real, but he showed me that God was like a loving father. And I just, wow. I just realized, yeah, living for God is just the normal thing to do. And I just decided then I want this forever, you know, but I still wasn't saved. And then as I realized that God was real, then I started to realize, well, this is absolutely real as well. So then I started to consider Jesus, and I realized, you know, Jesus is real. He did die for my sins. He did rise from the dead. And then, you know, I didn't know what to do. I hadn't been told what to do, but this was all just natural because it was so real and so alive. And I just put my hand up and said, Jesus, like this in faith. And then straight away, I just felt like a warmth coming into my heart. Not that it's about feelings, but it's about believing. But as I did call upon the name of the Lord, I felt changed. I felt like a new person. And I thought to myself, well, this must be what it means to be born again. I think it just happened. And then there was like a spiritual discernment that came. Well, the music I was listening to, I could read the lyrics and go, that is really evil, and I could understand it for the first time. So I did the old clean up thing, chucking stuff in the garbage cans and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And that was my salvation experience. That's how I got saved. It was just by believing, calling upon the name of the Lord, and I got saved. Anyway, from that point, when I was 19 at that point, so I'm 42 now. So between being 19 and now, that's another story for another time. But yeah, that's how I came to believe and to be saved. And yeah, it's been an exciting journey up until now. So I do want to just encourage mums and dads here just to keep sowing the seed of the truth of the gospel to your children, because it is able to make your children wise under salvation later. Because that's what happened to me. Because I had my mum saved, I was hearing the gospel a lot of times. Then when I came to consider it all finally, I was able to put my faith in Jesus and got saved. So that's my salvation experience.